Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad, sir. Thanks for asking. This is Daisy, Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks for asking. I'm actually calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for J. Andrews Painting. Is that you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, nice to meet you. The reason for the call is because we're a data service provider to Google and Facebook, and we wanted to speak with you about listing J. Andrews Painting on the front page of Google for your services there in your area. Right?
Okay.
So what that means for you is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, like, for example, interior or exterior painting or cabinet painting, we make sure that your business info or J. Andrews Painting pops up on the top page of the search. I mean, I'm sure you've used Google before, right, to search for a business or a service in your area?
Yeah, I've used Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know the map that pops up, right, with red dots? Then right below it, there are businesses listed that you, that's where we want to place you on the first page of the local map section. And the reason we're calling today is because we just had that first page listing become available in your geographical area. This is also for the category of painting services. So we're actually calling through the neighborhood today, but if we were to program J. Andrews Painting into that top page listing there, then we cannot accept anyone else from your territory who offers the same services, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, how long have you owned the business for, if I may ask?
Started my second year.
Oh, okay. Pretty new. It's pretty new. Do you have, like, business partners, or do you fly solo?
Oh, it's just me.
Oh, okay. That's amazing.
I learned a long time ago about partnerships and that.
Right.
Because I worked in engineering, and the company I worked started up in engineering. They started up, he was a partner of the company. He took everybody out of the company and damn near bankrupted a previous. So I worked for ACU and Associates. Mr. Yu was the department head of the mechanical engineering department at Hankins and Anderson. Hankins and Anderson almost went out of business. They had over 190 employees. He took the whole Richmond office, went up a floor, and started a business and took all the work with him. Because the way partnerships work with contracts and business. Mr. Yu started up his company with fucking Louisiana Superdome. You know,
brand new
business, didn't have to work, didn't have to start up and work with anything. He took all the work out of the fucking, so... I've always been wary of partnerships and contracts, having a partner. So when I and people having partnerships, everybody I've known, when it becomes a money dispute, and the books and stuff, it never worked out, you know, so flying solo and just being me and being the owner, and, all right, accountants, you be accountants. Payroll, you be payroll. You are hired by me as subs. But for the full control of money and billing and all that, that's all me, and I sign everything and look at it. That's just the way it needs to be.
Okay.
You know, it's not saying that I wouldn't ever. You know, even if I hired people, I'd be like, am I ever going to be a partner? No, it's my fucking business because they have
to be. Right. By the way, I didn't catch your name earlier.
I am Jason. So Jay is my nickname.
Zay. Can I call you Zay?
Yeah, so Jay Andrews is my the shortening of my my nickname and my last name because everybody always calls me Jay.
Okay.
I was always Jay. So when I went back to work in the trades after my 4 years of engineering, you know, I was always called Jay in engineering, so I was always called Jay in the field, because I was one of like 50 fucking Jasons, you know? So, Jay, all right, I'm Jay. Everybody calls me Jay or by my last name, so it made sense to do Jay Andrews Painting.
Of course, totally. I agree. So, Zay, how far are you willing to travel for new clients?
I do a 60-mile radius or 1 hour. So being in Vermont 1 hour, really, I could be 20 miles mm-hmm. away physically.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to some of the places, it's an hour.
It's an hour, yeah. And you're also willing to do commercial works, right?
Yeah, I do some Vermont housing jobs, so that's mm-hmm. my commercial work.
Mm-hmm.
I bid at a bunch of stuff for some commercial jobs. I didn't mm-hmm. win the bid, but
okay.
Well, it's kind of good I didn't win the bid because I'm running very short on staff.
Oh, okay.
For my workload,
uh-huh.
You know, so when I'm, you know, right now work wise, I'm pretty jammed till December. In January, mm-hmm. I usually slow down, but what I've had a whole problem mm-hmm. with this year is hiring. Last year, I was able to pick a couple mm-hmm. guys up to close out a season.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I couldn't get anybody, at least anybody that wanted to work more in a fucking week.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Well, don't worry.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not any different than any other employee in Vermont, employer in Vermont
mm-hmm.
right now.
Well, if you're hiring now and you're looking to hire for, you know, people from your neighborhood or from your area, Google is also one of the best.
I was trying to hire back in February. I had, mm-hmm. I had four applicants call.
Oh.
One of them smoked a fucking bong while he was talking to me for a job, and he didn't have a car, and I told him, I'm not a taxi service. Please do not even bother flying because I'm not driving your ass around. You have to have your own driver's license. You have to have past background
mm-hmm.
check. Oh, I work in the trades, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. You have to have your own driver's license. I've been getting to work since I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no one else had to drive my ass to work.
Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense. It's actually all part of the job. I mean, you go to places every time.
Well, we can carpool together. I don't want you in my mm-hmm. fucking truck. I want to drive to work, go to work, do my things, go off and do an estimate. I don't want you traveling around with me. You know? That's what it boils down to. It's stupid to have people sit there and be like, well, I'm going to just ride around with you. Now I have to change my schedule and play taxi cab service? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. No, that's offensive. It irks mm-hmm. me like you wouldn't believe because I've got... and. You know, the two kids that I've hired, young kids, because I really wanted a helper.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want a full-blown painter for the whole year. If I had a helper just to help clean up and come on in, I paid them a little more money than what a helper should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking kids want to fuck around, you know? You know, I had the one kid mm-hmm. go to me. He worked 2 days. He worked 2 hours for me. I didn't even yell at him. I took mm-hmm. it really easy. I didn't even swear at the kid. I said, all right, first thing you're going to do, you're going to vacuum. Because we just got done with drywall mm-hmm. repair, so you're just going to vacuum. I'm going to cut in the ceiling. It was a post and timber frame barn
mm-hmm.
over in a neighboring town. And I said, you're just going to cut. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cut the ceilings in. I'm going to roll them out so you don't have to do the heights. I was standing up on the planks up in the rafters, cutting down the timbers. That kid saw me up there. He goes, sir, I'm too scared. I'm scared. I go, look at him. I go, you're not doing the heights, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Kid goes, I'm scared, so I'm not going to do I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I go, are you fucking kidding me? Quit on me after 2 hours of work. And I just went down. I was talking with Jim.
It's too bad.
The kid worked for me. So the kid quits on me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get his information into payroll because mm-hmm. how short he worked for me. So I just paid him out of pocket. I said, here's $100. Mm-hmm. This is more money you're going to ever make in the trades. If you're already scared of heights now and you're giving up, you know,
mm-hmm.
You might as well go teach, be a ballet instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was real nice about it. Said, you know, I'm a pretty mellow person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very straightforward. But I was like,
mm-hmm.
this isn't going to work for you in the trade. If you're going to go
correct.
Up on heights, mm-hmm. you're going to go on things that are going to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
That's just
it's all
it
part.
Is.
It's all part of it.
It
yeah.
yeah. And the kid said, no, this isn't for me. And I said, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kid I just hired, he got paid, and I haven't seen him since.
Wow.
So I just sent him a text message. I said, well, you just missed 5 days with no call. I think you don't have a job. By the way, if you do think you have a job, you're fired because you haven't come to work called me in the last 5 days. So I take it that you quit, but if you think you have a job and you show up, you're fired. You know, do not come back. You get your paycheck and I haven't seen you for another week. So it's bullshit.
I know, that's
I've never done that to an employer. I've gone to an employer, said I quit and walked out the door. So, you know, and I know, I you know, the two people I paid for their payroll, they can't ever say I didn't pay them. You know what I mean? You know, I gave them gas money, and I gave them their final check, you know, along with their payroll. You know, I was paying them $20 an hour just to be a fucking helper. That's a lot of money for a fucking helper that never doesn't have any experience. And I don't think you're going to get more money going to work for another company. But the last kid, though, yeah, I haven't seen him, so. But last year, I had four guys, and I had my longtime coworker Cody come on board for me. He was a helper for me from who I worked for. And Cody just came in. All his job was to call 911 and clean. That's all I really expected out of him. That was my expectations. And I had a damn good employee with that kid. I kept going all year round. Him and myself kept going all year round. I went after everything. You know, granted, I've worked 7 days a week now. You know, so I had two old painters come on board, and the deal with them was that anything over 26 feet, they wouldn't go, or 28 feet, they wouldn't do. So 28 foot ladder, they wouldn't do anything higher than that. But they would do everything else, which I was fine with. I'll do the high stuff, and that's safer on my workers' comp because it's easier if I get hurt than them. And they didn't come back this summer because I refused to pay them in cash.
Oh.
They didn't want to be on the books. I was going to pay them $28 on the book. And billing out them, along with myself at time and materials, my God, that would have been some fucking money, you know? But, you know, they're good. You know, I really like the guys, too. I was really disappointed about that, but. I tell them, I go, I get audited by the state, I get audited by workers' comp, and I get audited for the, you know, I just cannot take that chance and take the fines and penalty of paying you under the table. You know, because I'll end up getting like a, you know, so with a couple months of payroll, you know, so I would be paying like $3,600 a quarter in taxes on one employee. I was disappointed. You know, I didn't have a problem with paying. And that's the whole thing. And being like, we're older, we just want to pocket more money and we don't want to pay benefits. I said, you want to have those benefits go in because you're 8 years away from retirement. You know, you're looking at those years to retire. You want those benefits to go in. So when you claim Social Security,
Let's see I know. I understand. And well, let's see how we can help you. All right. I mean, Google is also the best tool to help you get a good crew in your area. Your 5-star reviews would not just attract customers, but potential workers as well. All right.
Yeah.
And yeah, let me just pull up the details and the position today, okay? And then that way, if you decide you want the spot, then we can go from there. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, being that this is an exclusive listing that I'll be filling today, you do see the value in having your business in the first page of Google, right? Whenever people within 60 miles is there. Okay, one moment. Yeah, I was just, going to grab John here. He's actually my regional pricing director, okay? He's the expert, and he's going to help me override the rate reduction as well. One second.
Hello, thank you for holding.